2003 will be remembered for a lot of famous people who died, including Bob Hope, Katharine Hepburn, David Brinkley, Strom Thurmond, and PR senior correspondent Juan Williams remembers some of the less famous, but not less significant people who died in 2003.
To paraphrase a famous saying, let us now praise famous men and those who are lesser known. The less famous give steady shape to the world, and their death is an occasion to stir memories of contributions made by people who made a powerful difference in the shape of the world, but maintained a low profile. In the world of movie making, Conrad Hall died. He was a cinematographer and honored with Oscars for his work on Road to Perdition, American Beauty, and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I'll jump first.
No.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim.
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
The movie Spartacus was based on a novel by best-selling author Howard Fast. He was 88 when he died in March. Fast was blacklisted by Senator Joe McCarthy and his Committee on Un-American Activities. Fast never hid the fact that he was a member of the Communist Party.
I was open about it. I never had anything. I felt that my safety always lay in the fact that I have nothing to hide. You know, if you were the House Un-American Committee and I decided to be a rat and name names, I could name you the names of every important writer, damn near, public figure, thinker. I mean, I'm talking about people with soul.
Also in the world of literature, Robert Donovan died. He wrote about a future president's military adventures in the best-selling PT-109. Sloan Wilson, the author of The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit, died in May. That novel touched a cultural nerve with its depiction of post-World War II America as an angst-filled corporate man. And Hugh Trevor Roper, the admired former chairman of the Modern History Studies Department at Oxford University, died last January. He wrote the bestseller, The Last Days of Hitler. His life hit some turbulence in the early 80s when he vouched for papers said to be Hitler's diaries. The papers turned out to be fake. In the world of music, rhythm and blues guitarist Earl King died. King's music included recordings of Trick Bag and Come On Baby, Let the Good Times Roll. Opera lost one of its leading voices with the October death of Franco Corelli. Benny Carter also died in 2003. Carter arranged music, led bands, and best of all, played an unforgettable alto sax.
Of God.
E.V. Hill, the evangelical minister of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles, died. His leadership in the Watts section of the city, as well as his preaching, made him a cornerstone of L.A. life.
Hit the streets. Do your work. Fight hard. Enlist help. And America will again give my grandson an opportunity to know what it means to live in a free, open America with God as our head.
In the world of politics, Ivan Allen died. As mayor of Atlanta during the 60s, the aristocratic and white Allen managed the near impossible job of bridging the racial divide. Allen proclaimed that segregation was the new face of slavery. By keeping the peace, he positioned Atlanta to become the corporate heart of the post-60s South. Another mayor of that period, Walter Washington of the District of Columbia, died. He led the city through race riots and became the district's first elected mayor. In journalism, Sam Lacy died. He was the influential black sports editor who persuaded the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers to sign Jackie Robinson, the first black player in Major League Baseball. Another signal black journalist, Frank Bolden, died last year. Bolden, who wrote for the Pittsburgh Courier, was the paper's war correspondent during World War II.
The white press of America still believed that African-American troops would not fight under fire, that they were cowards and they would run. We disproved that. We still did the best we could. And at no time, at that time, we had never produced a traitor to this country.
In the world of television, Joe Connolly died. He helped to create and write shows such as Leave It to Beaver and The Munsters. He also wrote the Amos and Andy radio show for more than a decade. Here, Amos and Andy take a friend to a veterinarian instead of the doctor's office.
Well, tell me exactly what's wrong with the patient. I'm a busy man.
Well, doctor, to tell you the truth, we don't know exactly what's wrong with him.
Well, the only thing to do then is to strap him here on this table, and I'll give him a thorough examination.
Strap him? I don't think he's going to like that.
If you're old enough to remember the Blondie movies, then you know Penny Singleton. She died at age 95. Singleton played Blondie in 28 films. And if you're a bit younger, you know Singleton's voice as the voice of Jane, the mother on The Jetsons.
Hurry, Elroy. You're going to be late for school.
Charles Douglas died in 2003. He made people laugh for more than 50 years. But he was not a comedian. Douglas invented the laugh box, better known as a laugh track or canned laughs. His invention could be heard on shows from I Love Lucy to The Jack Benny Show to Seinfeld. The Science of Weight Management lost Dr. Robert Atkins, who started the popular low-carb diet. And Felice Lippert, who co-founded Weight Watchers Diet Plan in 1963, also died. On the other side of the diet table, Walter Lappert. He founded Lappert's Ice Cream Chain, which spread flavorful temptations from the west coast of the U.S. to Japan. 2004 begins with a rush of memories. For the relatives of those who died, there are shared moments and emotions. But for the rest of us, we will recall the physical grace, the genius, and the spirit of these people. They made a difference in how we live, see, enjoy, and understand ourselves. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.